There's a new way of electioneering in Cyprus. For the first time, candidates have commissioned slick US presidential-style TV spots, flashy websites with interactive features, and have taken part in live TV debates.
Ο Ιωάννης Κασουλίδης δεσμεύεται.
Just one of the many brash, expensive presidential campaign commercials that's currently running on Cyprus television. That one is for Ioannis Kasoulidis. Campaigning may have changed, but the problems regarding Cyprus's three-decade division remain the same. The two candidates in the runoff, a Communist Party leader, Dimitris Christofias, and Ioannis Kasoulidis, a right-wing moderate and former foreign minister. Whichever candidate wins, it's almost certain that he will try and kickstart some type of dialogue with the Turkish Cypriots and end the division of the island. University of Nicosia analyst Michael Hadji Michael says the island now needs unity.
It's an election that will decide the progress of new initiatives for solution, new initiatives for peace. I think people really just want to get on with it and cooperate and work together, because really that's the only way forward. If the election brings about a continuation of the hostilities, then it makes life very difficult, I think.
One of the candidates needs to secure more than half of the vote to be elected president. According to the betting shops, known locally as bookies, Christofias is the favourite to win this election. It's a view shared by former presidential candidate and European politician Marios Matsakis.
The bookies are the ones who usually get it right, and I wouldn't disagree with them.
If Christofias does win, it's likely that he will make contact with the Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat in the north of Cyprus in the coming week and put an end to the communication freeze between the two communities. Cyprus has been split since 1974 between the Greek Cypriot south, the seat of the EU-recognized government, and the Turkish Cypriot north, which is only recognized by Turkey. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.